Tom Karkel with the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun. The gusty winds hopefully to diminish by this afternoon. We'll have a high, though, near 55 degrees, different than the past few days for sure. In Kenosha right now, it's 46, 43 in Burlington. Milwaukee's 47, 48 degrees in Racine. Racine-based S.C. Johnson announcing a $50 million to $80 million two-year plan to renovate and modernize its global headquarters campus, also relocating 175 jobs to Chicago within the next 2 years. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The project will mix and connect older buildings designed by Frank Lloyd Wright with newer facilities and is scheduled to begin next spring. In addition, the company will begin moving workers to the former Sealed Air building in Mount Pleasant, which will be renamed the Sam Johnson Campus in honor of S.C. Johnson's fourth-generation family leader. As for relocating the 175 positions to Chicago, no location has been determined yet, and a company statement says no jobs are being eliminated in Racine. Kelly Samro, Senior Vice President of Global Corporate Affairs, Communication, and Sustainability, says this will give S.C. Johnson the opportunity to infuse the company with an even broader world-class talent base and diversify its business locations. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Governor Walker got peppered with questions about the Oscar Mayer plant in Madison and jobs that will be lost there with Heinz Kraft moving its operations, but also about the news surrounding S.C. Johnson, specifically those 175 jobs moving to the Chicago area.
The bottom line is different there. They've got significant investment in states. In this case, it was specific to marketing positions. They have a hard time attracting those because they attract them globally, not just here in the Midwest.
Like in the company news release, the governor noted that no jobs are being eliminated as part of the move. Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht is going to be joined in Washington, D.C. next Monday at the National Press Club by Greg Herker. He coordinates what's known as the Industrial Fab Lab, which is on the Sturtevant campus. It's a special technical education initiative. It was talked about on WRJN's Community Conversations. Herker saying for him, it's all about teaching the wow factor, as he called it. Says some of his students, through project work, have even changed career paths. Some, he noted, even taking additional math courses.
They want to learn more. All of a sudden, they want to know about physics. And they know, you know, this is
A lot of people involved in that, according to Herker. He and Albrecht going to speak about the Fab Lab and bringing ideas to life at the National Press Club next Monday. The veteran wrestling coach at Kenosha Brantford High School is out because Gerald Grover, who'd been there since 1994, made some inappropriate comments at a recent parents' meeting, comments that he was told violated WIAA rules. The Kenosha News says Grover, in talking about his program's focus on building character versus wrestling skills, suggested parents seeking the skills component could always register a false address for their son to attend another school. Some of the parents contacted Kenosha Unified, resulting in Grover being dismissed as Brantford's wrestling coach, but allowed to continue as an art teacher. The Kenosha man who was severely burned in the fire at his condo earlier this week has passed away. The medical examiner's office says 80-year-old James Adamson had suffered burns over 75% of his body in that explosion and fire that also took the life of his wife, Rita. It happened early Tuesday morning at their condo along 54th Street. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. And the man accused of driving drunk that caused the accident Wednesday night at 16th and Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant will be in court this afternoon to face the charges. 23-year-old David Parr, driving southbound on Green Bay Road, tried to turn in front of another vehicle. The two collided. The passenger in his vehicle, 22-year-old Dylan Pickard from Racine, died at the scene. Plans by the City of Racine Public Works Department to go with garbage collection carts beginning with the 2016 budget dominated the public hearing on next year's spending plan. No, just four people offered comments. One of them was Don May, who said he supports the garbage carts, but he was a little bit more concerned about the current collection trucks that are leaking liquid all over the streets as they drive around.
I affectionately call it garbage juice, but it's been real bad in front of my house, throughout my neighborhood. The garbage trucks leak liquid all over the streets. And since I've been noticing it in my neighborhood, I'm noticing it all throughout the city. So this stuff stinks, it's ugly, it's detrimental to the environment. It's paint, it's everything that's in the garbage truck.
Any proposed amendments to the budget for next year will be considered next week by the aldermen. A zoning change proposal to allow Kenosha's primary homeless shelter to move to newer, larger quarters sailed through the City Plan Commission, a unanimous vote of support. Nobody speaking against the Shalom Center's plans. If they get final council approval, they'll be going with a capital campaign to raise $1.5 million toward the renovation costs for the larger building on 39th Avenue near the Transit Center. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news throughout the day. Go on to our webpage, the newscasts are there in podcast form. Just look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.